The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about firearms. We talk about sometimes regulations. We talk about other things. And right now, I've got a big old dog sitting right on my lap, right across my legs, here in my favorite recliner, while I'm talking to you. Why are you laying here across my leg, huh? You have something to say? You want to talk to people? No? Okay. Why don't you get down? Okay, get your face out of my face. That would be the one and only Jolene, named after the Dolly Parton song because, yep, I took her man. That's what she said. Oh, here comes the other one. Jinx. Now they're going to fight on my lap. Okay, down. Fight on the floor. Well, that was fun. How's everybody doing out there today? It's a pretty day. Had a little rain overnight. Going to be a pretty good day today. The rut is kicked in. As we talked last week, I said it was going to be a couple days, and it has hit pretty hard from what I understand. I'm getting pictures of deer from all over the state, from southern Maryland and from Baltimore County and from Harford County. And yes, indeed, there's some nice big old whitetails being taken, chasing does, doing everything they're supposed to be doing. This is the peak of the whitetail deer rut from November 5th to the 10th. It'll go on until the 15th or so, and then, you know, you'll still have a chance during the firearm season as the second rut kicks in early December, and then the final and third, maybe final, I don't know. Comes in around the first part of January. You know, the does that aren't bred the first time around, the second time around, they continue to come back into heat, and the six-month-old fawns will also become into estrus and be able to be bred at 6 months old. So that would be July, August, September, October, November, December, if they're born early. If they're born late, you know, August, September, October, November, December, January. So there you go. So it's very possible to have that rut have three sections here in Maryland. Got a request to talk about trapping. We might do that. And right now we'll talk to Glenn, Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, how you are, though?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to stay next to looking down to the top of the grass where there's grass.
Well, that's good. That's always a good thing. Look down the top of the grass rather than look up at the roots. That's for sure.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. How was your week?
Yeah, it's just another week.
Another week. Week after week. I got it. So, have you had anything good to eat this week, buddy?
Stuff.
Yeah, do you still eat venison? Do you still eat deer?
Yeah, whenever we have it.
Yeah? Okay. Right. Does anybody give you any deer meat during the year?
Yeah, well, I guess we got some in the freezer. We get every little bit and all my daughter,
she cooks it up for you, though. That's good. That's good. Well, if we have a little extra, I'll give you a call. See if we see if you need any. How's that sound?
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
That's good. All right. That's good. Glad to hear it. So, All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Always like hearing from you. All right. All right. You take care, too, buddy. Thanks for the call. See you, Glenn. All right. There goes our buddy Glenn. Always nice to hear from Glenn. So, week was interesting. We got the, finally got the Maryland Hunting Quarterly to the printer on Tuesday, and we will continue to, let's see. Oh, we are continuing to wait for that. I got to talk to the printer yesterday. The quarterly is printed, and the covers are outsourced. The covers usually take 10 days to turn around, so we'd sent them out a while back. They got those in on Friday, so they're going to be putting the covers on the rest of the magazine over the weekend, and we should be able to pick them up on Monday. Not sure when the online version's going on, probably about the same time, but you'll be able to start viewing that here next week. So Maryland Hunting Quarterly, good stuff, good articles coming out, some Delaware stuff, some information on some events coming up, and we're just looking forward to getting that issue and getting it out, getting it delivered before the deer hunt season, which is the goal, you know, get it out before the big hunting season. So our deer processors and our taxidermists and everybody else in the retail business, you know, so that's how it works. So next week will be busy, busy, busy for Alan. He will be running all over the place. I didn't do much this week after that. I mean, I spent some time on some invoices, which I got to finish up today. Didn't do a whole lot of running around. We did go to WCBM. The station sponsored a really nice event for the brokered show hosts, the people that come in on the weekends and the evenings and that type of thing, the kind of an appreciation thing. We got to attend that on Wednesday night and reconnect with some of the people at the station, some of the management, some of the show hosts, some of the, Alan Summers was there, and, you know, a couple of people, a real estate guy, and I can't remember all of them, the law guy, the investment guy, they were all there, and got to see old buddy Ron Savage, who produced the show a couple times, and I'm trying to think who else. Well, and, you know, the folks at the station, Sean Casey was there, a couple others, and so we had some good cheeseburger sliders and some crab, little mini crab cakes, and a nice little veggie tray and some tchotchkes. So it was, and that's not something you eat, a tchotchke. A tchotchke is, you know, pens and key rings and little things like that that you can take home with the logo on them for WCBM. So that was, it was nice. It was a nice event. And it was at Doubletree there in the restaurant. And everybody did a beautiful job and good conversation, good seeing folks again. So that's how it is. Got my picture taken with Alan Summers, and you know, he and I are the two longest consecutive running show hosts on WCBM right now, so that was pretty cool. And I will say, Alan's in his 80s, so you know, he's still kicking. He's still kicking. He's going to be on there for another. Oh wow, I can tell you that. But anyway, it was an enjoyable evening. Upon leaving, of course, it's dark, we watched a little buck, little four-point or whatever he was, try to get across the exit ramp off the beltway onto Route 140 coming from the south. And, boy, he struggled. He bounced out there. He stood along the road. A couple cars went past him. He came back across the road, and he kind of hung up in there behind the bank a little bit, and when I left, that's where I saw him sitting there, well, standing there grazing behind the bank, you know, just kind of maybe a little shaken by his experience, but he was fine when we left, but you never know. So a lot of deer getting hit on the highway. So, all right, let's see, John B., I have a question. The average lifespan of a deer Roadkill hunting disease play a big part, but just the average. John, I would say 7 to 8 years. Those deer get past their breeding age at 6.5, and it's all maintenance after that, but normally they don't make it much past 8 or 9 years of age. I did take a doe in Howard County one time. It was ancient. She was 8.5 years old, according to the biologist, and she weighed 70 pounds. So I would say she was on her way out. But they get big. They get big at the peak of their breeding time, which is 4.5, 5.5, into 6.5, and then the decline starts. So, the rack starts to decline because of the reduction in testosterone and nutrition and that type of thing. So I hope that answers your question. We're at 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. Bill from Westminster says, in the woods it is warm, not much going on in my area, called out sick. I told the boss I have buck fever. He said, bring in some jerky when you get back to work. Well, that could be a little bit of a lull right before the rut. There's a little bit of a shutdown. Not long, but it's a couple days, and that may have been when Bill was hunting, that little lull right before the peak of the rut. But, it varies. It varies. It certainly does. So, questions coming in on text. Ken up in Westminster there says, let's get it on. Tell us about trapping in Maryland. Well, what do you want to know? There's a lot to know. You need a fur bear permit. If you're going to shoot a red fox, a coyote, a gray fox in Maryland, if you're going to trap, there are some species that you can trap. Some of them you can trap only, mostly the waterbound stuff, the muskrat, the beaver, the long-tailed weasel, the mink, and one more, river otter. You're only allowed to trap them. You're not allowed to shoot any of those species. Everything else, fox, coyote, red fox, gray fox, coyote, skunk, opossum, raccoon, you can take by hunting. Either way, you still need, if it's a fur-bearing animal in Maryland, you need a permit to take it. If you are a unarmed fox chaser, you also need a fur-bear permit to chase foxes. Now, they have made special arrangements for the groups of fox chasers. Rather than have individual permits, I think that permit went from $10 to $50 for the group. So that's how that works. I'll keep my lip zipped on fox chasing for the moment. So unless we get a specific question. So there are some vector species too that if our trap cannot be released, and those are the foxes, the skunk, the raccoon. And I can't remember the others. I'm trying to do all this from memory. Groundhogs can be shot or trapped even without a license year-round. So that's a damaging, very damaging species. So how about that? Coyotes you can take year-round. Firearms or trapping 24/7. It used to be exempted from shooting a coyote on the first day of deer season. It was generally a discretion call by DNR, but we got some clarification on that law, and they basically said with the influx of the population of coyotes, please take them, and you do not need to worry about it being the first deer season. It used to be, remember, we would report the only two species you're allowed to take, or anything, two critters you're allowed to take between on the first day of deer season used to be coyotes and sea ducks. Well, sea ducks thing still applies, but the coyote can now be taken on the first day of deer season coming up. So there you go. Hope that answers everybody's questions. Why don't we, if I can find my stuff. Okay. Water bottle sitting on my commercials. Are you ready, Aaron, for our first break? Good. Good, good, good. Let's talk about backyard billies. It's going to be cold Monday and Tuesday. I don't mean nippy. I mean cold. And I don't think you have time to get a gas fireplace insert installed by Monday. But I'd certainly give it a shot because it's going to get cold. Now, you might be able to get a wood-burning stove or something put in if you have a spot ready for it. But where do I get a wood stove? Where do I get a gas fireplace insert or a wood fireplace insert or a pellet stove insert or a pellet stove or a wood stove or an electric stove insert, electric gas insert? Well, a place called Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. So we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert to fill this hole that we had here in the room, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We had to have the size of the fireplace altered to fit the firebox, and Backyard Billy's recommended a mason. Who did that work, and then he also did the stone work and chimney work and all that stuff. So that worked out really well. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Remote control, here it is, right here, in my hot little hand. Set up for the temperature I want it to be in the room, and when it falls below that temperature, the fireplace automatically kicks on, or the gas insert kicks on. When it reaches that temperature, it kicks off. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and the other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your primary or your alternative heat sources. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. Coming Monday, I'm telling you. BackyardBilly's.com. We're talking maybe snow out in Western Maryland. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. That number is 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. That's Route 50, right off exit 44B on Drummer Drive. That exit is Evans Avenue. Remember that, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear.
tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to thumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rat, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever, ha, there ain't no pill, ain't no cure, ain't nothing like it, yeah.
Tis the season for that, I'll tell you. That's for sure. Yep. buck fever. It's happened to all of us, I can tell you. It happens. If I don't get a little touch of it, if I don't get excited when I see that rack and hear that grunt, that snort, that smell, and you can smell a deer, trust me, I've smelled them a lot. The first time I ever smelled a deer was a 10-point back in Pennsylvania, Somerset County, Pennsylvania, and we'd seen this big deer. We knew this deer was in the area. We'd seen him spot when we were spotting, bedded down under, some little tree. We were going this back road, and there's this giant 10-point lay in there. We were in there the following morning, or maybe a couple mornings later, and I saw this deer go by. Whew, gone. Of course, I was too inexperienced to, you know, to hear him coming or, you know, get ready when I smelled that scent or whatever it was. But he was definitely ready, and he got killed by another hunter that was in a little better position than me. But he was a dandy, I will tell you that. That's the first deer I ever smelled back in, hate to tell you when, probably 50 years ago. Maybe not quite that long. But back in that era, that's for sure. I mean, I was young. And there was another buck that got killed following the farmer. And the farmer had been in the barn and been in the feed bin. And he was feeding the cows, and he got dusted down and stepped in that feed and was walking in, and he turned around, and this buck was following him on the food trail, and he turned around and waylaid that buck, too. Same guy, same farm. Not the same guy, but the same farm for sure. So there's all kinds of things go on this time of year, and that was first day of deer season in Pennsylvania many moons ago. So anyway, that's what they're doing. They're moving, and I love that buck. Buck fever. I told Chris the other day, I said, if I ever lose that excitement, I don't want to do this anymore. No point. You know, you got to get that little adrenaline rush. It's the longer I see the deer, the worse it gets. You know, if I see a deer coming and he's trotting through the field and he's getting in range and he's doing a zigzag and he gets in the woods, he comes out of the woods. I need to have that deer come to me, shoot it, and then the shakes start, the knees start shaking, and I can't get down, I gotta hang the gun up, you know, or secure the gun. Yeah, I love it. That's what I like. So, all right, what do you want to talk about? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. This is talk radio, not text radio. Driven by AI, Allen Intelligence, and we want to talk to you, 410-922-6680. Give us a call. More than glad to hear from you. Enter the muzzleloader contest. Giving one more muzzleloader away in November. It is a beautiful CVA Wolf, stainless steel with a black synthetic stock. It's got a wonderful 3-9x40 Hawk muzzleloader slug gun scope on it. And that is all yours, courtesy of the Outdoors and Radio Show and Hawk Optics. So to win that, all you got to do is call in, talk to Aaron, our producer, leave your name, your number, and accurately spell your last name, accurately leave your phone number, and we're more than glad to put you on the list at the end of the month. Actually, it'll be the first Saturday in December, because the last Saturday of November is the first day of deer season. So come quick. First Saturday of December, we will be giving that muzzleloader away to a lucky listener. And how it works, we give everybody's name a number. We correspond your name to a number. We take a random number generator, which anybody can find on their phone. Just put in your search engine, random number generator. One of them will pop up. We enter the numbers between one and whatever, however many numbers of people we have on the drawing, whether that's by calling in or by email. And somebody's number hits and corresponds to their name, and it's pretty simple. But you do got to call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with me. That's the only regulations. Email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com for people who, you know, may not be able to call in. We prefer you call in because we like to have a conversation. Go on the air with me. All you got to say is, I just wanted to get in the muzzleloader contest. You could say, I have a question, I have a comment, I want to tell you a story. That's all what makes this talk radio show go. Talking. All right, let's talk to John in North Carolina, former winner of a CVA muzzleloader.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm taking my CVA Optima out at 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
You two have a date, huh? So you're not a...
What's that?
You have a date at 9 o'clock. You're not an early riser.
I am, actually. I get up between 3 and 4, but the buddy I'm hunting with is not an early riser. It's been kind of a full moon. About 10 days ago, somebody turned a switch on. The deer are just everywhere.
Yeah.
So I
yeah, exactly.
I figured they're going to bed down about dawn and then going to get up about 10 o'clock, 10 to noon. He's a big adherent of using one of these activity trackers on his cell phone.
Okay.
And he said, well, we can go 5 to 7 or 10 to 12. I said, well, I personally think 10 to 12 midday is going to be better.
It could very well be. And that's, you know, it's always fascinating to me. I used to stay in from, you know, before daylight to after sunset, and it was just a long, grueling day.
Yeah, I used to do that about 30 years ago.
Well, you know, I would still do that myself, but when you help with somebody else, it's one of those deals where, hey, when are we going to have lunch? And, you know, why don't we stick to 11 and then we'll come out and do it. And I will tell you, I have taken deer at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I've taken deer during that lunch hour, you know, when I've stayed all day. There is activity in that midday period. Now, sometimes has to do with, you know, checking out the tide in the area. And if it's high tide at noon, I'm not going anywhere. You know, that hour before to an hour after is, to me, peak activity. But that's go ahead.
One of the things that a lot of hunters lose track of is we do everything we can to pattern deer. Well,
yep.
Deer do that with us.
Absolutely.
A couple of years, for a few years, I lived in southern Pennsylvania. Just, you know, north of the border.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only time I was an actual Yankee. I don't tell anybody down here.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was hunting a game lands that I lived near. And up there it was a local tradition, I guess. People went into the woods at dawn, and they all came out between 11 and 12. To go to lunch or go to work or go somewhere. The deer would come out a half hour later.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the deer had everybody patterned. They knew those things, they're here now, but don't leave.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, John. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah.
Agree with that.
Yeah, sometimes we forget. We're so caught up on trying. I got to figure them out. Where are they going?
Yeah. They're just watching you. Well, you remember, it was years and years ago, one of the major magazines had some deer hunting article in it, and it kind of caught on. It says, for every deer you see in the woods, there's 10 that see you never see. You know, and I don't know if that holds true, but it's certainly some sense to it, you know?
Oh, I think it's probably close.
Yeah, I think it's probably close as right. So, you know, where are those 10? But, yeah.
Yeah, the smart ones let you walk right by.
I've done that. I've walked past. I've walked on to sleeping deer. I've walked up to or near deer that I saw that they didn't think I saw them. Here's what you got to understand about a deer. A deer's vision is really, really, really far, far better than we give it credit for. We credit their nose and their hearing and all that stuff, but their vision, even though they don't see in full color, they can see 120 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay. Even when their head is down, they're looking at you.
Yeah.
You know, and people go, oh, wait, do he put his head down? And I blew that buck grunt. And I'm like, well, you know, okay, that's good, but did he see your hand come up to your mouth? You know?
Sure they can.
You know, don't move means don't move. So
I remember sitting on a rock waiting for a guy to show up around lunchtime.
Yeah.
I moved my leg.
Yeah.
And right away, a couple of deer spooked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anybody that's spent enough time in the woods has had that happen. You know, you turn your head to look at something, and they're already gone. They're there, and they saw you, and they were gone. You didn't hear them coming in.
Right.
You know, you think a 150-pound animal would make more noise than a 2-pound squirrel? Nope, not true.
You're right.
Not true. So, but yeah, they're very quiet. So I have a question, John. You're the perfect guy to ask this question.
Sure.
All right. If you're sitting down to a nut, do you eat the venison?
Not usually. My wife doesn't want to. But go ahead. I have.
All right. Here's the question.
Or not.
All right. Here's the question. You're sitting down to a nice bowl of venison chili. And I look at you and I say, John, if I told you that deer was crepuscular, would you eat it?
I can't remember what the definition of crepuscular is. I think evening and dawn and dusk.
Correct.
And the answer is, yeah, I'd eat it.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Crepuscular. No problem. But see, the sound of the word sounds scary, doesn't it?
It's not attractive. It doesn't say, man, it makes my mouth water.
Crepuscular, exactly. It does not. But now I'm going to ask you another question.
Sure.
How many different types of twilight are there?
Three.
Correct. You are up on your stuff, buddy. I'll tell you that. Can you name them?
Well, I've been listening to you for 40 years.
Okay.
That's one of them. Let's see. There's nautical, civil,
yep,
and I forget the other one.
Astronomical.
Okay.
Yep. Civil?
When I took this hobby on, I for a little
while. Did a little studying?
It was three or four magazines.
Sure.
Now I'm down to one, and I do that just because it gives me pleasure.
Yeah.
Pleasure to read about deer hunting when it's during the season.
Civil twilight is what we use. This is what the Department of Natural Resources used to establish the season, 1/2 hour before sunrise.
Yeah, that's the brightest one.
Yeah, 1/2 hour after sunset. That's correct. That's 6 minutes. That's when the sun is 6 degrees below the horizon. Not light, not dark, but getting there.
Yeah.
Okay, 6 degrees below the horizon. Nautical twilight is the sun is 12 degrees below the horizon, and astronomical twilight is 18 degrees below the horizon.
Yeah, probably when the seeing is still good for stargazing.
Yes, correct. Yep. So anyway, just a little bit of interest there for people that wonder why we're able to do that. So, there's enough light, and with today's modern telescopic sights, telescopes, and so forth, you can hone in on a deer at the peak of its movement, and that's crepuscular movement, is at twilight, times of twilight. And twilight in the morning is the same as twilight in the evening. It has the same name.
Yeah. You know,
there's not morning twilight and evening twilight. There's just twilight.
I carry compact set of binoculars.
Sure.
And they're really good. Really great vision. Only problem is, especially, I'm not a kid anymore, at dawn and dusk, I really can't see anything through them.
That's
just not bright enough.
Yep, that's the universal problem. I have a compact set. A friend of mine gave me a set of Leupold compact binoculars, gave them to me. I'm like, are you sure? He goes, yeah, I can't see them anymore. Okay. So we were sighting in a muzzleloader or deer rifle or something for him. And I said, you got any binoculars so we can look down range? He goes, here, yeah. And at the end of the day, he goes, just take those with you. I'm like, blah, what? They're Leupold binoculars. He goes, yeah, I know. I'm like, okay. So I had them for years. I dropped them. Fractured the center section. I couldn't fold them anymore. So I sent them back to Leupold, 100% lifetime guarantee. They sent me a brand new pair. Been using them ever since. They're fantastic for viewing. If I forget them, I feel like.
One of the things I'm going to break down and buy a large set, which should be somewhat brighter.
I carried Bushnells, the waterproof Bushnells, for years and years. They're a little bigger and they're a little brighter. But, buy the best optics you can afford. Hawk makes some good ones too, by the way. The Hawk Optics makes some good binoculars.
Yeah, they're covering the whole gamut from treasure to trash.
Exactly.
It all depends on what you're willing to spend to get what you want.
Exactly right. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yep. Check out the features and go with what fits your budget. That's it.
Yeah.
So, well good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Well, thanks.
What's that? Good luck today.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, John. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you want to get the muzzleloader contest, call ahead. John will, or Aaron will put you in. We are late on our break, so let's do it one more time. Backyard Billy's, you know. They've got all kinds of stuff sitting in Backyard Billy's backyard, and I've mentioned it hundreds of times, if not dozens or scores, about all the tables and chairs, those Adirondack chairs made out of polywood. And they've also got the gym sets for kids for Christmas. They've got all the stuff for your yard, the pergolas and the gazebos. Sheds, lots of sheds. It's coming time when you're going to want to do your fall clean out, or you just want to get rid of all your hunting stuff from in the house. Get yourself a nice shed at Backyard Billy's and make it your own. Make it your man cave, hunting room, whatever you want to do. They've got plenty of them. They've got greenhouses. They've got dog kennels. The old dog tore up the old kennel. Well, they've got dog kennels. They've got chicken coops. Anything and everything for the outdoors right there at Backyard Billy's. Hey, you like fall bonfires? They have a terrific selection of fire rings and fire pits. They have the backyard, fire tables for your deck. Fantastic to sit around in the fall and roast marshmallows and hot dogs. Well, all that stuff, including barbecue grills, is at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is located on Drummer Drive in Graysonville, just off Beltway, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. The number is 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. BackyardBillies.com or visit the Hearth America Facebook page. Making backyards great again. That's what they do at Backyard Billy's. Stop by. They're open 7 days a week. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Went right by there the other day. Is your full-line Browning dealer. if you need a new centerfire rifle, take a look at the BLR Lightweight 81 stainless takedown. Stainless rifle, stainless receiver, stainless barrel. Quickly breaks down into two parts. It takes down, breaks down, whatever you want to call it. It's got a non-reflective satin nickel finish receiver, a matte stainless steel barrel, gray laminated, satin finish, straight grip stock with checkering. Pretty gun, really is. Barrels drilled and tapped for optional scope style, scout style, can't read this tiny writing, scout style scope mount. Swivel studs, True Glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. It is a wonderful high-powered centerfire rifle, and it's not tube loaded like the old 30-30. It's got a magazine with it. BAR MK3 and lots of calibers. Satin stainless receiver finish. If for anybody who likes an auto-loading centerfire rifle, it's got a polished blue barrel. Oil finish grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, high relief engraving. It's a shim adjustable stock for cast off and drop at your comb. All that at Clyde's Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 21227. Phone number there is 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Website is ClydeSportsShop.com. Been around since 1957 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life. Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, thank you for the royal welcome. Who's up? Jerry, did you say? Jerry's on the line? Oh, my. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I was anticipating you coming back on the air and speaking to me with bated breath after the call.
Bated breath. Well, here I am.
Yes, sir. So, Alan.
Yes, Jerry.
I don't have a question about, you know, pigeon hunting or anything, but because last week I was supposed to speak to you, and I would have probably have been your last caller. And sometimes I hold my Android phone to my ear like most people do, you know,
right,
instead of how you see some people put it in front of them like you're speaking on a microphone.
Right.
My face touched the screen and muted my voice, and you were saying hello, hello, and I didn't respond. By the time I realized what happened, you had already moved on, because it was the end of your show. So all that being said, I wanted to tell you now what I was going to say then. And
all
the
right.
question was, you were, I think, talking about riddles and such. And so the question is, what kind of a pigeon sits on a stool?
The answer seems to be obvious, but I'll bite. What kind of pigeon sits on a stool?
A stool pigeon, Alan. You were right. You know, so you go with your gut.
Definitely go with my gut on that one. Yeah, it just seemed like pretty obvious. Yeah.
No, but I heard that on the radio probably 50 or 60 years ago. The guy asked the question, and then he gave the answer. And then he started laughing and laughing and laughing. His laugh was so hilarious, then I started laughing. You know,
sure.
It's a cool joke. So I got one more.
All right.
Okay, a man walks into a building. He's with a friend of his, or a buddy, whatever. And he sees a portrait on the wall. He says to his buddy, "Brothers and sisters, I have none. But that man's father," he's pointing to the picture, the portrait. He says, "But that man's father is my father's son." I'll repeat myself. "Brothers and sisters, I have none. But that man's father," the man in the portrait, "is my father's son." And the question is, who is the man in the portrait in relationship to the speaker?
The speaker himself.
Oh, Alan, you're brilliant. You're a genius. Most people don't get that. I'm going to say, and another thing I'm going to say, did you know it or you just guessed it?
Well, it was pretty obvious. But, you know, brothers and sisters have I none, okay?
That's correct.
But that man's father, or the man in the guy, anyway, I get it. Hey.
Right, you got it.
You got to call me back. You're at the end of the hour, but you got to call me back because I am awaiting with bated breath the groupies report today.
Oh, sir, you won't believe it. I'll call you back.
Call me back.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jerry, thanks. We got to have that report, folks. But listen, if you got to leave us now, get in the woods, I certainly understand. I would be. Or you can wait till 10. Doesn't matter. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember, your family is the most important thing in your life. Your faith, your family, your friends, and your freedom. Let's stand up for all of those things. We'll be back after the news.